In the coronavirus, one ISU scholar sees an opportunity to attack inequity in schools, starting with Black students touched personally by COVID-19.
So how do we now begin to instruct students when they're experiencing death all around them?
That's ISU professor Charmaine Bazemore-Bertrand. I'm Ryan Denham, and this is WGLT's The Leadoff.
Support for WGLT's The Leadoff comes from listeners like you. Join the community of news consumers who listen to this podcast and are willing to support it financially. Contribute at WGLT.org.
It's Wednesday, April 22nd. Coming up, what you need to know to start your day. It's The Leadoff from WGLT, Bloomington Normal's public media. Now let's lead off with the latest on the coronavirus in McLean County. There were no new local cases reported yesterday, continuing a slowdown in the pace of new confirmed patients. The total stands at 86, and the vast majority of those have already recovered. Statewide, over 1,500 new cases were reported just yesterday. There were 119 additional deaths, including the first one in Woodford County. That was a woman in her 70s. The virus continues to affect life in big and small ways in McLean County. In schools, an Illinois State University education professor says it's magnifying inequities that should have been addressed years ago. Charmaine Bazemore-Bertrand says she's actually optimistic about that disruption. She says now is the time to put equity at the center of whatever comes next.
We're seeing the digital divide. We're seeing job loss. We're seeing, racial disparities. And so now we can begin as educators to think about, okay, what can we do differently to make sure that our students are going to be as successful?
She says teachers will have to give their students a lot of grace in the fall, especially Black students who may have felt COVID-19's trauma in their families. African Americans have been disproportionately impacted. In McLean County, about a third of confirmed patients are Black, four times the share of Black people in the general population.
That's a form of trauma. And so how do we now begin to instruct students when they're experiencing death all around them, or they're experiencing people being hospitalized around them?
Business owners of color and others who've been hit hard by the coronavirus now have a new option for loan assistance thanks to a $10 million investment from State Farm. That money will run through the Local Initiative Support Corporation, or LISC. It's based in Peoria. It'll fund low-interest loans for small businesses and nonprofits in central Illinois. LISC Executive Director Karen Davis notes that many were economically vulnerable before the pandemic.
And now they face an even more uncertain future. So we are ramping up, if you will, internally to be able to meet the needs of our small business and nonprofit community in central Illinois.
Davis says in those most vulnerable neighborhoods, business owners are falling through the cracks of other assistance programs.
What we've been hearing is that some of them have been locked out in being able to obtain some of the state and federal resources. And so it's our goal to be able to use that this funding from State Farm to be able to kind of meet that need.
The loans will target women, minority, and veteran-led small businesses and nonprofits with revenues of less than $5 million. They can use the loans for working capital or to refinance debt. The initial interest rate is 2%. Here's some other stories we're following the WGLT newsroom. The EDC says that electric automaker Rivian will be able to claim its local property tax breaks after meeting the minimum hiring and plant investment thresholds for the 2019 tax year. The city of Bloomington says pandemic-related workforce changes and different resident behaviors have caused brush and bulk waste to pile up at curbs around town. Public Works says in some parts of town the delay is a week or two. And the Illinois High School Association Board has canceled all spring state tournaments following Governor Pritzker's move to keep all schools closed through the spring semester. See more on these stories at WGLT.org. Unlike many business sectors idled by the pandemic, grocery store employees are working more than ever. Eric Stock reports how store managers say they work to keep shelves stocked and employees safe.
Jeff Mays says he's never seen anything like this before.
This is unprecedented.
After 30 years in the business, Mays should know, he runs the Schnucks in Normal. Mays says it's hard to live up to the motto of your friendly neighborhood grocery store in times like this.
A lot of the neighbors that we see on a constant basis, you want to know how they're doing. Hey, it's good to see you. You know, what's for dinner tonight? Those conversations have just been difficult to have it as a social distancing.
What Mays says worries him more than that is how to make sure those customers and his 75 employees are safe. Store traffic is up as restaurants have closed. Mays says the 24 hours before the shelter-in-place order took effect produced huge crowds.
When that first hit, it was dramatic. The lines were, you know, unimaginable, and it was scary. It was scary for everybody. It was scary for frontline teammates. It was scary for people shopping.
The continued and larger need for groceries and other essentials has led to periodic supply shortages. One day it's paper towels. Another day the shelves might run out of milk. Perhaps ground beef is absent a third day. May says it's hard to keep sanitizer and toilet paper in stock, and you may not get the exact variety or brand you wanted. May says workers all wear masks and get daily health screenings. Schnucks encourages customers to wear masks, too. A rise in delivery and curbside pickup orders has helped reduce crowds in many grocery stores. McKenna Warner runs online shopping for the Bloomington Hy-Vee, called Aisles Online. They're running about 250 orders a day. Warner says that's about twice the number of a pre-pandemic peak day. Warner says the hectic period has brought staff closer together, though not literally.
I think this crazy time has really built a great relationship with all of our coworkers. We've all had each other's backs, and I think that, if anything, this has been great for our work environment.
The human resources manager at Hy-Vee is Carrie Elliott. It may sound like a desk job. Elliott says it's not.
But I am actually spending about 90% of my time in the online grocery shopping. So I'm shopping orders and helping them get ready to go out the door. Otherwise, you'll find me on the front end checking or bagging or stocking shelves. Whatever we need is what I will be doing.
Elliott has hired more workers, adding to the staff of 400 plus. She has boosted hours for college students. The work can seem stressful, but Elliott says good managers keep it light to help everyone stay upbeat.
And we're having fun. I mean, you just hustle, 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 and at the end of the day, you're like, wow, we just made it through another day. Let's do it again tomorrow. So, I mean, it's still fun. Like, we're having a good time, and it's giving a lot of the other part-timers opportunity to really make some money right now.
Elliott says she has to be more in tune with how coworkers feel and does not force people to work.
We are taking everybody's sickness, if you will, seriously. Like, I think a lot of times, oh, you're sneezing a whole bunch and you're still going to come to work. Like, not now.
Hy-Vee and Schnucks and Bloomington Normal have avoided COVID-19 among staff. Managers say they take many precautions. The stores have set aside morning time for vulnerable populations to shop, but they also recognize their own employees are as vulnerable as anyone. Kroger and a major retail and food workers union have called for national and state officials to designate grocery staff as first responders. Jeff Mays at Schnucks shies away from putting grocery store workers in the same breath as nurses and paramedics, but he says he hopes people value the service and sacrifice he and his staff bring to their jobs.
We're doing more than just, you know, checking out groceries and bagging groceries at the check lane and bringing in carts and stocking shelves. We're providing an essential service for people, and I think it's important to not forget that.
May says he believes grocery workers should be able to get tested for the coronavirus even without symptoms. Currently, at most testing sites, only first responders and people with health risks can get tested without symptoms. I'm Eric Stock.
Jeff Mays at Schnucks says he also appreciates the gratitude many customers and other businesses have shown to them. Some restaurants have brought in donated food and other treats to staff just to say thanks. Before we let you go, the Bloomington and Normal Water Reclamation District meets today at 2 o'clock to discuss an emergency resolution tied to last week's plant explosion. And meeting tonight, virtually, of course, is the District 87 School Board. That meeting starts at 6:30. Thanks for listening to The Leadoff. Support for this podcast comes from listeners like you. Contribute at WGLT.org.